Wisconsin district attorneys say that the state should boost the tax on alcohol to hire more prosecutors. We'll find out what's behind this idea and what our guest calls a prosecutor crisis in Wisconsin this hour. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 10 past 7 on this Wednesday, December the 10th. Ralph Utke is our guest. He is the district attorney for Langlade County and the president of the Wisconsin District Attorneys Association, which this week issued a resolution suggesting that the alcohol tax be boosted in the state to restore the staffing in DA offices statewide. He joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So how many more prosecutors does the state need?
Well, the state prosecutors are represented by the Department of Administration, and last year, for this coming budget cycle, all of the district attorneys submitted budget requests that would be for a total of 121 new prosecutors. That's based principally on need and on the effect of a Legislative Audit Bureau study that was done in 2007, which at that time found the need for 117 prosecutors.
Yikes, that's a lot. Why is there such a shortage?
Well, you have to go back historically. If we go back to the year 2001 and we go from 2001 to 2006, during that period of time, we find that there was actually a 4.4% decrease in the number of prosecutors within the state. During that same period of time, felonies increased by 16.2%, misdemeanors increased by 4.8%, and criminal traffic crimes increased by 26.5%.
Yeah, so why, though, are there so few prosecutors? Why does the state need to, just because the caseload has gone up?
Well, as I indicated, the caseload's gone up. There's been a population increase. Serious crimes such as forcible sexual assault increased by 7.6%. Drug-related cases increased by 23.8%. Additionally, during that period of time, we've seen changes in the law which require more work on the part of prosecutors. One of the critical things that happened is that the Supreme Court has ruled that all in-custody statements must be videotaped. That requires a great deal of additional prosecutorial time because we have to review those videotapes, and it's much easier to read a statement that's been typed out than to sit for maybe an hour or 2 hours to review the entire videotape statement. So just the amount of time that's needed has increased dramatically. Many of the offenses have become more serious. Over the last few years, we've seen fifth offense drunk driving become a felony, which requires preliminary hearings and has forced more cases to go to trial. In the sexual assault area, there's now a minimum mandatory sentence for several of the sexual offenses, which, again, places more emphasis on the work of the prosecutors, is forcing more cases to go to trial.
Yeah, I thought I also read that some were leaving the DA offices because of that heavy workload, and they weren't getting paid enough, or at least they didn't think they were.
Well, I don't think that many prosecutors leave because of the heavy workload, because frankly, it's a job that the starting salary is lower than a lot of starting salaries, but people go into this profession because they believe in the work that they're going to be doing. And most of us don't mind the heavy caseloads and the hard work. What the real problem has been is that there simply isn't the pay progression that we used to have as prosecutors. That was eliminated back in about 2003. From 2001 through 2003, that was decreased. Prosecutors now start at about $48,000 a year, but after 9 years, the average prosecutor is only making about $58,000 a year. When you compare that to law enforcement in the Milwaukee County area, after 4 years, a city police officer is making $58,000 a year. Firefighter, it takes them 7 years to get to that level. And additionally, those positions offer overtime. We don't have overtime for prosecutors' offices.
So in knowing that the state is facing a budget crunch, you are suggesting upping the alcohol tax in Wisconsin in order to raise the money to hire these assistant DAs?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, and why the alcohol tax?
Well, when we sit down and look, we find that a great deal of our work is related to the use of alcohol. First of all, of course, all of the OWI offenses are directly related to the use of alcohol. Many of the other crimes, domestic violence, batteries, also are supported by the use of alcohol. We find that probably in 60 to 70% of the cases, and that may be a low number, that alcohol has been a factor in all of the criminal cases that we have filed.
And you don't aren't saying a specific number when you say boost the alcohol tax?
No. We want the legislature to look at that. That, you know, our job is not to write legislation, but we want to suggest a funding source. And frankly, I suspect that in addition to funding the needs of our program, we also still think it's important to fund the needs of victims' programs and treatment programs.
We are talking with the president of the Wisconsin District Attorneys Association, Langlade County DA, Ralph Utke, who says the association wants lawmakers to consider boosting the state's tax on alcohol in order to hire and adequately pay more assistant district attorneys. There's a shortage. 121 new assistant DAs needed to adequately staff the state. What do you think of this idea and the problem he says it will address? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 18 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, December the 10th. Coming up later this morning, Kathleen Dunn is with you talking about that sit-in protesting Bank of America in Chicago. Laid-off workers in Chicago will continue the sit-in. And Kathleen Dunn and her guests will talk about what's going on there, workers' rights, and why the $700 billion bailout didn't stop this company from closing. That's coming up after 9. We'll ask Jim Hightower that after 8 o'clock as well. Jim Hightower, syndicated columnist and political commentator and author, will be our guest after 8 o'clock this morning. Right now, we are talking with the president of the Wisconsin District Attorneys Association, Langlade County District Attorney Ralph Utke. We welcome your questions for him about what he calls the prosecutor crisis in Wisconsin and the idea that his association has: boost the alcohol tax in Wisconsin and use that money to help address the staffing shortage in DA's offices. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org with your questions and comments about this idea. Our first caller is Trin in Menominee. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I was just wondering why they should increase the alcohol for everyone rather than just increase the penalties and fines for those that abuse the privilege.
All right, just raise fines and penalties for those who abuse alcohol or whatever, DWI, rather than tax alcohol for everyone, Ralph Utke?
Well, the one of the difficulties we have is in collecting fines. If the money is paid directly by the consumer, then that comes out in a slow and easy basis. When we tack it on as a surcharge, we have many surcharges now that are already part of the court system. And the minimal cost by spreading this out over everyone is so small. Even in order to fund our program, it would be less than 2 cents a six-pack for beer, and that's something that would be spread out over everyone. And these are crimes that affect all of our communities, because if we can keep our communities safe and keep people from driving drunk, that protects the general public, and it's part of the public safety. And additionally, this is going to be a crime that's going to be a a fine that'll be paid by a tax paid only by people buying alcohol. And we find that most alcohol is consumed and bought by a very small percentage of the general public.
Seems to me that a state legislator who did propose a hike in the beer tax last session and the session before, I think it was Therese Berceau.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, she. It didn't get anywhere. It's a hard one to raise in this state. Wouldn't you agree, Ralph Utke?
Well, we certainly understand that it's going to be something that's difficult. But when you look at it, we're talking about it's just a very small burden on the general public who's consuming the alcohol, and the need has gotten so great. And when you compare this to other taxes, an interesting thing is when we look at the excise tax on a carton of cigarettes as compared to the excise tax on beer, in order to get the same amount of excise tax that we get from one carton of cigarettes, you would have to sell 210 six-packs of beer.
That's a lot of beer. What about, though, Therese Berceau wanted to use that revenue by hiking the beer tax to deal with health and treatment issues, I believe?
Well, in fact, our resolution suggests doing that as well. But a lot of times we have that health and treatment come through prosecutorial programs. One of the things that we've been talking about and trying to do in some of the areas is having alcohol courts, where instead of requiring people necessarily to go to jail or to prison, we offer them an alternative if we have appropriate services so that by going through treatment, then they might be able to get a lesser sentence. That's something we try to encourage, but we have to have those treatment programs. And so the prosecutorial system works hand-in-hand with the treatment programs.
Have you been in contact with Representative Berceau or any other lawmakers that might bite on your proposal?
There have been some discussions with various members of the legislators right now. This is in the very early stages. What we really want to do is bring to the attention of the public the significant problem that we have within the prosecutorial program at this time and a means that we think can help alleviate that problem.
Well, one listener isn't so sure there is a problem or a crisis when it comes to the number of prosecutors. He wanted to remain anonymous and didn't want to be on the air. But paraphrasing what he had to say, there are too many prosecutors in the state. They prosecute way too many frivolous cases, and it takes up time, resources, and money. So you want to just counter that perception?
Well, generally, people think that the cases are frivolous when they're brought against them.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, as prosecutors, we look mostly to the important and serious cases, and that's where most of our time goes. There are a lot of laws out there that are violated that we don't prosecute on a regular basis, that we try to, we certainly place the emphasis on the more serious crimes. A great deal of our work is done on serious felonies such as sexual assault. Frankly, the OWI cases, we take them as very, very serious cases because of the ultimate penalty that victims often pay, which is death or great bodily harm as a result of OWI accidents, which happen on a very frequent basis in this state. So I think that most prosecutors in the state simply deal with the important cases those who think that we charge frivolous and silly cases, I would disagree with that.
Let's take another caller. Josh in Superior. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make one general comment, and I have a small question. I'm all in support of raising the taxes on alcohol. I enjoy having wine with dinner once in a while, having a glass, and I can see the benefits of increasing the tax to pay for extra prosecutors in the state to help spread out the burden across more people. But I heard earlier, I may have missed part of the comment, but that some people are getting up to five DWIs before they before the it's a felony or whatever. Why is it that they get that far? Why isn't it at like two or three? I mean, it just seems to me to be just unacceptable to even get that far.
Yeah, well, that's what the legislature has decided. In fact, up until about 8 years ago, I think, there was never a felony in the state of Wisconsin for operating under the influence. That law created fifth offense and above are now felonies. There has been some discussion within the legislature to lower that to either a fourth offense or third offense.
Right. Those laws are going to be or may be reconsidered in the next session as well. Let's try one more call. Lance in Green Bay. Hi, Lance. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you today?
Good.
Yes, I guess this question was echoed a little bit on the previous caller, but I don't mind, you know, paying a little extra for a six-pack of beer because I'm not really a big drinker, but... You know, same thing is I read in the paper that people are getting 4, 5, 6 DUIs and they're still out driving. And I guess wouldn't it be make more sense to, you know, if we have to change the law so that, you know, they're getting put away after one or two times, then using that money maybe in our prison systems.
Well, I guess people are upset with repeat drunk drivers not getting tough enough penalties, Ralph Utke. But so far, at least Lance, too, doesn't mind paying more for his beer in order to pay for these types of services.
Well, and I think one of the things that's really important is one of the problems that I see, this isn't necessarily the position of my association, is that we're not allowed to place anybody on probation until it gets to fourth offense drunk driving. I would like to see some changes so that we have the possibility of probation at least for second offense drunk driving so that we can mandate treatment, because I think those are the people that we can probably get a hold of the problem. One of the things that happens by the time we get someone who's fourth or fifth offense drunk driving, there's such a serious alcohol dependency problem that the treatment is not always successful. So that's one of the issues, and I certainly it astounds me that we have the number of fourth, fifth, and actually we have a lot of cases of seventh, eighth, and ninth offense drunk driving. We are sending a lot of people to prison, but prison is very expensive, and there are some treatment programs in prison, but those are also limited. So.
Yeah, we have just a minute before a news break. Is Governor Doyle taking the staffing situation in the state's DA offices seriously enough, as far as you're concerned?
Well, the governor certainly has very serious issues with regards to the budget, and I think he's concerned overall with the budget. And I think he does. Understand, as a former prosecutor and a former attorney general, I'm sure he's aware that there are some deficiencies in the number of prosecutors that we have.
We are talking with Ralph Utke. He is the Langlade County District Attorney, and he's also president of the Wisconsin District Attorneys Association. The District Attorneys Association wants the state to consider boosting the tax on alcohol and then use that money to hire more assistant district attorneys because there's a shortage in Wisconsin. We will welcome your calls and questions about this idea after we check the latest news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Our guest this hour says the state faces a prosecutor crisis and needs to hire more assistant DAs to prosecute crime. And during a state budget crunch, the way to pay for hiring, he says, is to boost the tax on alcohol. Does this idea work for you? What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 7:36 on this Wednesday, December the 10th. And our guest this hour is the president of the Wisconsin District Attorneys Association, who is also the district attorney for Langlade County, Ralph Utke. And let's go right back to the phones as our lines are full for the moment. Tony in Waukesha is with us now. Hi, Tony. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. My question is, if we increase the tax on alcohol to pay for more prosecutors, it would seem to me that there would need to be an increase in the number of public defenders and commissioners and judges that handle either the other side of the case or from the court's perspective that hear the cases. How does this guest proposal take that into account?
Ralph Hotke?
Well, I don't think that's necessarily true. That would suggest that we're going to be charging more crimes simply because there are more prosecutors, and that's not the case. We're only going to prosecute those crimes that are referred to us by law enforcement. What's happened now is the Public Defender's Office already works under a system where they can only have so many cases at a time. The idea is that in order to effectively defend someone, you can't have a great number of cases. Well, prosecutors don't have that, so we simply handle lots and lots of cases, and we handle all the cases that come in. There is no limit on the number of cases that can be handled by one particular prosecutor. So just because we're going to have more prosecutors, that doesn't mean we're going to be charging more cases, which would mean that we're going to need more defense counsel.
Has there been a similar audit on public defenders, as far as you know? I mean, the audit you referred to in our last half hour found that the DA's offices were short 121 assistant district attorneys.
Well, one of the things that's happened with the public defender's office is they have work on a basis that people have to qualify, and based on their qualifications, and then they have the point system that they can only handle so many cases. So once they get beyond that number of cases that they can handle, then those cases are by law sent out to private attorneys that are paid by the public defender's office. So there really hasn't been a study. I'm certainly would suggest that they probably would tell you that we need more public defenders in the state as well. But also a great number of the crimes that we deal with that are alcohol related are represented by private attorneys.
We have an email from Carl in Duluth. Why not legalize marijuana and tax that? If it were legal, it would also cut down on the need for prosecutions.
Well, I can tell you, as a prosecutor here for 18 years in Langley County and over 20 years with the state, I've seen the tremendous negative effects that the use of alcohol, the use of marijuana, has on individuals. And frankly, I don't think it would be a good idea to legalize marijuana.
And marijuana-related offenses, at least it depends on maybe the county. I thought that certain counties did have small uses of marijuana. Those types of cases were way down on the priority list in terms of prosecutions.
In many cases, Dane County has ordinances for first offense. I think there are several counties within the state that have to make those ordinance violations. And frankly, I can tell you that from my own perspective, that we deal with first offense possession of marijuana and small amounts of marijuana in a very expedient way. Our main goal is treatment and to be sure that the person doesn't continue to use the marijuana. Those cases take very little prosecutorial time, generally speaking.
Our next caller is Victoria in Milwaukee. Hi, Victoria. You're on the air.
Hello. I agree that there could be an increase in the tax, but I feel that money should be spent not only for punishing, but for treatment. And the notion of dual diagnosis is a fallacy that's used in the alcohol community, that certain alcoholics are just alcoholics and other alcoholics have other problems in addition to being alcoholics. Well, all alcoholics have other problems in addition to being alcoholics, such as depression, anxiety. They are usually the children of alcoholics. They have not learned to solve emotional problems, and they essentially self-medicate with the alcohol. And as you said, you have recidivists who are arrested 9 times for drunk driving. That just shows that all that punishing doesn't accomplish much. So I think that effective therapy that addresses the basic issues that alcoholics have would be much more helpful.
And Ralph Hotke, you say that if your proposal goes through, some of the money would be used for treatment programs?
Well, ours isn't a specific legislative proposal, but in our resolution, one of the things that we call for is for part of the money from increases to be used for treatment, because we do, as prosecutors, we are very aware that treatment is a major issue.
Thank you very much, Victoria, for the call. William and Viola, hi, you're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. You know, I was talking to the local sheriff here, and he said over 50% of all their enforcement problems are involved with alcohol one way or another. And you, your gentleman there said that 60-70% of your problems, prosecutions are involved with alcohol. I'm all for raising the tax on alcohol and making it high enough to cover the entire cost of law enforcement, not just the prosecution.
All the costs of law enforcement. Would that cover it, Ralph Utke?
Well, yeah, certainly we're at this point. We're the law enforcement officers. We believe that the numbers right now are sufficient. But if there's an additional need, you know, there have been talks of different types of programs to prevent drunk driving. You know, one of the real concerns is some of the public feels that we have to be careful about targeting people who are driving drunk. Frankly, I think that we need to target those people because we need to get them off the roads for the issue of public safety. It's really critical. And we're certainly willing to have funding go to law enforcement as well. It's important, though, that once law enforcement gets those cases to our offices, that we have the qualified individuals who can prosecute those cases. You know, one of the things that we haven't had a chance to discuss right now is the tremendous rate of turnover that we've had because of the lack of pay progression in the state. Prosecutors simply don't see an increase in their salary since 2003, and as a result of that, going back to 2000, we've had 75% turnover of assistants, and that means we lose our experienced people. We bring them in, we train them for a year or two, and then because they're simply not being paid enough, they have to go out to private firms or to other government agencies where the pay is higher.
Yeah, and what? So they leave to go get higher-paying jobs, and then that also leaves you with again the least experienced.
Right,
still
we bring
there.
People out of law school and we train them, and the training period takes some time to learn how to do this job, and oftentimes. You know, we're going, especially in the OWI cases, there are some specialized firms that have people who do absolutely nothing but those cases and have been doing it for years and years. And there's a lot of small technical issues within the OWI cases that make it somewhat difficult cases to prosecute. We have to make sure that we jump through all the hoops and meet all of the necessary statutory requirements. And that requires experience on the part of the prosecutors.
I read a story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about a woman who had a job as an assistant DA in Outagamie County, starting salary, I think, was in the 40,000s.
It's 48, yeah. Roughly 48,000, 47, yeah. High 47s, low 48.
But given that she had such high student loans, she was right out of Marquette Law School, she had to take on a second job waitressing at the Olive Garden.
And in fact, she makes more per hour as a waitress at the Olive Garden when you include her tips than she makes as an assistant district attorney.
We are talking about the problems facing the district attorney's offices around the state, the shortage of staff, and what our guest says is the crisis in prosecutions. And an idea that the Wisconsin District Attorneys Association has to raise money to hire more prosecutors and to adequately pay them. Ralph Utke, our guest, he is the president of the Wisconsin District Attorneys Association, also the Langlade County District Attorney, talking about this idea to hike the alcohol tax to raise money to hire more prosecutors. What do you think of this idea? What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Stay with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we'll welcome in Jim Hightower, author, syndicated columnist, national radio commentator, populist. Jim Hightower will talk with us about issues in the news, including bailouts, and and other items. So your chance to talk with Jim Hightower coming up in our next hour. Right now, we're talking with a guest who says the state is facing a prosecutor crisis, a shortage of staff in the DA offices across the state, and one way to solve the problem is to raise more money to hire more assistant DAs by hiking the alcohol tax in the state. What do you think of this idea? What questions do you have? Our next caller is Dave in Wausau. Hi, Dave. You're on the air.
Hey. Say, first of all, I just want to let you know that I work in the system. And so, you know, I have sort of an insider's view of this. But I want to put a political perspective on it. District attorneys in the state of Wisconsin are elected positions, and the kingpin of most of their campaigns is getting tough on crime. The perception, I think, in the public is starting to turn away from that, and when you have someone like Tony Earl coming on the radio the other day and talking about how Minnesota incarcerates a third of the number of people that we do here in Wisconsin, my suggestion is that the district attorneys across the state start using that political savvy that they learned from their tough-on-crime campaigns to get elected to figure out how we can do whatever they're doing in Minnesota. And then not only will they not need more money, they might give themselves a pay raise without asking the taxpayers for more money. So,
all right. You know, let me get Ralph Utke to respond to that. Maybe we don't have to get so tough on crime these days, Ralph Utke.
Well, I know that we work very diligently on trying to come up with different ways to deal with issues and to incarcerate less people. They are very complicated issues in deciding that. Certainly one of the things that we want to do is to try to provide treatment so that we don't have the number of repeat offenders that we have. Additionally, one of the things that happens is because of the number of cases that we're handling, we have less time to spend on looking at individual cases sometimes and trying to figure out whether treatment programs can be effective. Sometimes we have to simply go through and prosecute the cases and leave it to the courts and the judges to determine what the appropriate punishment is. But there's a large number of people in the public, frankly, who look at me and read the results of our cases and say, well, what do you mean you're tough on crime? You're not sending people to jail and to prison. And we are trying to do less of that, actually, because of the tremendous cost. And I think most prosecutors, we've been working in La Crosse. They have a drug court that they're working on, with the whole idea is to reduce the number of people that we incarcerate. And we pay a lot of attention to what goes on in Minnesota, and we're trying to work constantly on our program. But one of the problems that we have is we simply don't have the staffing at this point.
A long time ago, the district attorneys and the staffs there were county employees, and now you're all state employees? Is
that was we became state employees in 1990. And it's interesting because when we became state employees, one of the goals was that to have prosecutors who were professional career prosecutors, with an understanding that at that time, in many of the smaller counties, the salary was very low, and what would happen is someone would become district attorney or assistant district attorney for a very short period of time right out of law school. They'd get some training, and then they'd go out in private practice and make real money. And so we constantly had new people in those positions. And there was an understanding back in 1990 that we needed professional prosecutors who were trained and experienced and could handle the great number of serious cases that we have in our offices. And that's why we became state prosecutors, and we had the pay progression system. And then in 2001 through 2003, that pay progression ended. And now we're facing the same situation where this is more or less a training program where people come in, work a few years, and then leave. And so we don't have the career prosecutors. We're losing the experienced prosecutors, and that's really affected the program.
And the pay progression ended due to budget shortfalls.
Well, it was negotiated, mm-hmm. and yes, it had to do with the ability to finance the program through the general purpose revenue.
So now we go to Jennifer in La Crosse. Hi, you're on the air. Jennifer, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
My husband and I are both police officers, and I would have to say a majority of the calls that we respond to, individuals that we're dealing with are intoxicated and have been drinking alcohol. And I think what a lot of your callers don't realize, the general public doesn't realize, is that I've heard people say, oh, well, increase the fines for OWI, increase the fines for, different citations that we issue. And the problem is these aren't real high-functioning people. People who have 5 and 6 and 7 OWIs aren't real high-functioning people. So getting them to pay these fines is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you do it ahead of time and you say everybody's going to pay to drink, I mean, you're going to have the revenue right there. And I guess I want to ask your guest, how much of an influence do you think the Tavern League has on blocking this measure and blocking the pass measure? Because what we see is that they're very, very powerful, and they don't want anything to come between them and their revenue.
All right, Ralph Utke, you want to step into that political quagmire?
Well, I tell you, I listened to and read some of the releases from the Tavern League yesterday, and it amazes me that they certainly think that they are very powerful. They suggested that they blocked the legislation last year that talked about increasing it, and that they're going to do this again. And we're going to the public, because the public and the most of the people, we only deal as prosecutors with probably 1-2% of the general population, because everybody else is out there law-abiding and following the laws and not driving while intoxicated. But those are the same people that are put at risk by the other people who are out there doing it. And we need the general public to stand up to the Tavern League and say, look, we're talking about a very small increase that isn't going to put you out of business. And they suggested that, I thought it was interesting, they said, well, this beer is already highly taxed. Well, it's not. Wisconsin is the third lowest state out of 50. And when you compare our taxes at $2 a barrel, or I think it's 6.5 cents per gallon, is a tenth of some of the states. Generally, in almost all cases, is half of what other states charge. So we have a very low tax that hasn't been increased in over 30 years.
Thanks very much, Jennifer, for the call. Let's try this email from Frank in Green Bay. The whole idea of linking a tax to particular spending is wrong. We should be taxing alcohol more, and we should prosecute drunk drivers, but the two are not connected. If we had a high alcohol tax already, would your guests say we should ease off prosecuting drunk drivers? Why not tax banks to pay for prosecuting bank robbers, or a tax on cars to prosecute speeders? Your reaction to that, Ralph Utke?
Well, we do have specific taxes that are placed towards specific things. When you look at road taxes, for example, we pay gas taxes, and we pay those to gas taxes, and they're used to work on the roads. What we're suggesting is alcohol causes an effect of increased costs and prosecution. And so we want that prosecution to be somewhat paid for by the gas taxes. And we think it's an appropriate tax because it goes specifically to the issue of public safety as it's related to the use of alcohol. And it deals with the cost of prosecution, which results from the use of alcohol. And it's a very minimal tax.
And we're almost out of time. There is let me bring on Iman in Milwaukee very briefly, because we're almost done.
Hi there. Yes, thanks for taking my call. I had just wondered if perhaps this audit, of course, was done for Wisconsin, but how in comparison have you taken a look at if this particular problem is nationwide? Do other states deal with a lack of prosecutors as well?
There has been a major fiscal problem in a lot of the other states. Frankly, we don't know exactly the numbers in the other states because we haven't seen all of those numbers, and I don't know that all of the states have done audits. There is a dramatic problem right now in public funding of prosecutorial programs throughout the United States. So I think I can safely say that there probably are other states that have similar problems. I can only tell you that I'm aware of the critical nature of the problem in this state.
Well, you sure got us talking about this, Ralph Udke. Lots of interest in this topic. Any predictions on the chances of something like this happening?
Well, you know, I think the public has been informed over the last six or seven months about the serious nature of the alcohol problem. They see the serious crimes and the deaths that occur as a result of the use of alcohol. And I'm expecting the public to come to our support and say it's time that we deal with this, that we have the sufficient number of prosecutors, and that we deal with treatment programs, and that we do that by taxing the cause, which is the use of alcohol.
Thank you so much for being with us.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Ralph Udke, Wisconsin District Attorneys Association President and also the Langlade County DA. Thanks to Bill Martins for producing this hour. Thanks to Bill and to Cynthia Schuster for on-air production and direction. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.